a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly.
More or less.
What's going to happen? This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Unrivaled. What are the odds? Scott Mitchell across from me, Alex Curie over here. I'm just going to bring it up. Lloyd came in, he had a question. And he said, Scott, were the Raiders really put upon by the league after all these years? You know, because it's the 20th anniversary of the Tuck Rule. They were talking about this on Hanson Scotty today. And you claim, you're on Lloyd's side, that there has definitely been a bias against the Raiders by the league for whatever reason over the years, for lots of reasons, Al Davis being chief among them. So it's a real thing. Certain teams are treated a certain way in the league.
So it's all about perception. It's about where the money is. So, yeah. If you're the Dallas Cowboys, if you're the Chicago Bears, if you're a team in New York, if you're a team – like no one cares on the West Coast because it's a little bit of the West Coast bias, you know, East Coast bias kind of thing. So the league is about promotion. It's about promoting a product. It's not about going to war, but it will go to war. It's called protect the shield, right? And – the NFL will blackball you. They will cast you off. They will in a New York minute because the Raiders, Al Davis, when he's suing the league, like he's not making friends. You know, he didn't go to Del Carnegie, how to win friends and influence people kind of place. He was like, I don't care. He liked being a rebel. He liked being an outsider. And the league says, fine. Now, are there secret meetings where they sit there and they go, okay, if we have the opportunity, you know, we're going to call certain things against you? I don't know that that always happens. It may feel like it always happens, but nothing's going to be in your favor. So scheduling games, you may get officiating crews that are – because all officiating crews are not – they're not created equal. There's a lot of times that I know scheduling has always been an issue for the Raiders, and you're a West Coast team and having to go to the East Coast and all that. It is murderous. It's terrible, and the NFL will put it to the Raiders any moment. They'll put it to anyone they want to, whenever they want to, and however they want to.
Boy, you make it sound like it's
It is
rougher than the mafia, man.
It's a nasty. Are you kidding me? The NFL is not nice. It's not a nice business. It's a lot of money, and it's all about money, and it's all and it, and yes, people will. Yeah. They will chew you up and spit you out so fast. My agent, actually, my roommate, my rookie year, when I was in training camp, we had the same agent. He asked my agent. Or my agent asked him, he goes, you think Scott will make the team? And my roommate said, no, he won't make the team. He says, how come? He goes, because he's just too nice. He won't make
nice
it.
Nice guys never win in the NFL,
you just
man.
Don't. You really don't. So I just learned to be grumpy.
Good for you. It's good for the ratings.
Actually, I learned to stand up for myself. I really did. I mean, and you have to.
You got to fight for yourself.
Look, okay.
I
went into coaches' offices and I fought for myself. I did. On more than one occasion.
You got to do that at your office, man. People are listening right now. Take the Scott Mitchell rule. Go into your boss's office. You demand a raise today.
Well, stand up for yourself. Believe in yourself. Because no one else is going to do it.
I love it. Hey,
I mean, I got you to fight for me here. You know, you'll go in and
I'll go in and fight for you. It's fine. Yeah. Market update right now brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. Dow off today, 339. Down almost 340 points today. NASDAQ down 166 points today. S&P 500 off 45 points today. There's your market update brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. You, too, can be a day trader. Just go visit them at TryDayTrading.com. Scott, Unrivaled's famous What Are the Odds goes like this. We give a scenario, and a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen.
Were you going to say 60?
0 to 60.
0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds.
We've only got a couple minutes. We might as well roll through here.
0 and 60 Scott, and Brett Favre 4 seconds.
Very quickly here, A-Rod is on the Hall of Fame ballot.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez on the Hall of Fame ballot for baseball.
He's not getting in.
Complicated history, like so many guys who are on that Mount Rushmore of guys who broke all the records but also have that asterisk next to it. What are the odds Alex Rodriguez gets in to the Hall of Fame at all?
Because I think this people treat
right
him, now?
Not on this one, just at all.
Oh, because eventually?
People treat him a little bit differently than
what
they
was
do
Pete
a guy
Rose's
like,
number? Was he?
Pete Rose was number 44?
Oh, he's 14.
Or no, 14, was he?
14% Pete Rose.
Okay, Pete Rose, 14%.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with an A-Rod 13% chance.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Not bad.
All right, Alex, what are the odds that the Utah Jazz do not get home court advantage in the playoffs?
So what do they have to be?
They have to be four?
Oh, four or
where
up.
They are.
Four and up.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good. I think they're going to end up – I bet they'll end up eclipsing even the Grizzlies. I think they'll be that three spot in the West.
They may even be as
things
high
start
as two.
Things start to normalize. I think you're going to see this team be on the cusp of being a two seed, but being the three seed. So I'm going to go with a – I'm going to go with a I'm trying to think of some like old school numbers here. I don't know. I'm going to go with a Nate Newton 61%.
I'm going to go with a Ted Hendricks, the Mad Stork, lost
the Mad Stork.
The Raiders great 83%.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Darren Waller I think is 83, isn't he? Cuz they don't retire numbers at the Raiders.
Right.
Let me see here. What are the odds that the Utes have an All-American next year? The All-American list was rolled out, like the preseason guesses at All-Americans for next year, and it's like, you know, the way too early version of it, and it's just rife with just absolutely peppered with Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State.
I'll tell you the best shot they have, Clark Phillips.
Do you think Clark Phillips could be an All-American?
Clark Phillips may be the
second
best.
Team All-Pac-12 this year.
He may be the best shot they have. The problem with Cam Rising is quarterback position is so thick. You gotta just throw the
and
heck out of
people look on the defensive side of the ball for Utah anyway for All-Americans.
Right. There's not a superstar. Okay. The best player there right now probably Clark Phillips. Or the best known. So I'm going to say Mark Eaton, 53%.
Hey, game day.
Yep, game day.
Got to throw in a Mark Eaton reference. May he rest. There you go. We got so many more. Maybe we'll throw in some extra ones coming up with Ben Anderson, who's going to join us in just a little while around the corner. Ben Anderson, Jazz Insider for KSLSports.com, host of Jake and Ben, of course, every day noon, 10 to noon right here on the Zone Sports Network. We'll come back and we'll talk with him. Stay with us. Unrivaled continues. 97.5, 1280 the Zone Sports Network.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.